right. Welcome back and good morning to everybody. Yes. Yes, that was very difficult just talking to myself. That was.
It was painful.
I didn't know that he didn't talk.
Either did I.
And then
I'm going to go ahead and blame our sales guy.
Then I was thinking, you know, he really doesn't want to do this interview.
No, didn't sound
so
like it.
So I'll actually just keep asking all kinds of questions to myself.
I was going to
for
answer
yes,
one of them.
No, yeah. Okay.
If Q in the back just started answering yes and no, I think we could have just said that he was on with us.
The best part is you just wave and keep going. You're the best.
Yeah, good. Keep going. Good.
Keep You're
good.
Going. You're good. You're kicking ass and you're keeping busy. You're trying to throw personality into questions.
I'm trying.
Yeah, listen, man, it was awkward.
It was
just so you know when you get one of those.
Yeah, very we knew. Awkward. We knew, folks. And the text machine once again undefeated.
Yeah, listen, I was feeling when I was yapping what you're talking about. I was feeling every bit of it.
I'll try to go through these fast and
hey,
furious.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank the marketing guy and the idiot sales guy downstairs for putting that together.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, actually, would be the answer. Thank you.
They could have easily just given me the information and said, do me a favor and promote it. And I would have done it.
I'd rather somebody seriously come on. I'm dead serious. I'd rather somebody after all these years just came on and said, I really don't effing want to do this interview. I'd like that more. Barney, you can kiss my rear end for life, for everything.
Anyway. Alex Dono's coming up, by the way, next. He just texted me and said that should be a Marconi interview. Should send that for the Marconi Award. Well done, Alex. Alex Dono, Josh Freeman coming up next, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
New
hey,
show.
By the way, when
New
they...
New show.
When they announced that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
Those two be coming
email
in.
Email from the big boss.
Listen, I only have one thing to say to them. Know who's coming on, if they like to talk or not. That's all.
Yeah, do your homework, not like me.
So anyway.
Should I go through these texts or should we just
move
on?
You can read a couple.
Sure you don't want me just to move on? I just got a text from the sales guy that said, just move on, baby.
Hey, you know what's funny? Yeah, you know what's funny? Is if you ever get caught in one of these or you're talking to somebody and you realize halfway through you're talking to somebody different, not who you thought it was, that and everybody knows it and everybody, you could feel everybody going, oh, no, this is a train wreck. Ooh, this is only getting worse. This is bad. That was that moment we had. I had.
Yeah. I was here.
Yeah. You left me too.
I had my headset
You
on.
Dumped me like a bad day.
I was ready to go.
You really did.
I was ready to go.
You literally ran out on the bill on me. You just left me there.
Albert, how's the injury? How's your hip? Camp is still the goal, right? I mean, I had all these ready to ride.
I did get this.
How hard is it to sit out and see everyone playing the season, especially after the good start and stats for you? I even had fun questions.
How about
the fastest guy on the team when everyone's healthy?
You need to stop because you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything because you heard
those
one-word answers. And the other thing is, with this whole thing, that I just sense like we asked him about an injury because the most important thing, are you going to be able to come back for next year?
And of course.
When will you be ready at 100%? I mean, I'm just being a selfish fan on that.
Of course.
And I sensed the team told him, I'm just reading between the lines.
Don't talk about the injury?
Don't talk about the injury. Okay. Go on and do it with those guys.
Someone could have given me a heads up on that. Stay away from that.
And then the second thing I'm guessing the team knew that he wasn't a big talker.
And
this was
going to
happen. And we just, our house has just got toilet papered.
Thanks, Matt.
we just got
toilet papered.
We just got crapped on all over.
I'm still
literally woke up and
face.
Everybody took a crap on us right there. Anyway, all right, we got more stuff. By the way, you're a strong partner. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Outstanding. Here for you, buddy.
You are. Throw your buddy under the bus.
I didn't
thank
throw you under
you.
The bus. I had all the information for the stuff.
That's
I was
good.
Ready to go.
And he said, "Thank you." Actually, you know what's his story is amazing. And more important, I just want him to be a good football player and stay healthy next year, the most important thing. But his story really is going through foster homes.
Yeah, no. And his background story is.
There's a lot of guys who go foster homes to jail, prison. Nobody gives them a chance. Or you get stuck in a bad foster home with somebody who doesn't really care. It's collecting a check, to be brutally honest. So what
doesn't
he's
really
been
care.
Able to do is a great story. So listen, I don't mind. That everybody's sitting laughing at us and enjoying what we're just going through.
Can I clear the text machine and start all over? Is there a clear button? Delete.
No, it's okay. Hey, by the way, we got Ira Winderman coming up here after Hassan Whiteside, who apparently looked in the mirror and saw nothing wrong.
You saw the bathroom. It was a bathroom mirror, right?
Hey, man, I don't know why Spoelstra's upset or the guys wanted to talk to me together in the locker room the next day. I had to go to the bathroom, man. Like, isn't there different ways to handle if you really got to go to the bathroom? Then he says he has to go. You got to go every game? Mm. Would you have had to go if that was a one-point game and you were playing?
Vontae Davis got traded for going to the bathroom too much.
During practice.
That's the only thing I could think about.
Where's Vontae going? We only got a two-hour practice. Yeah. Where's he going? You got to go to the bathroom, coach. Yeah. On defensive day.
Yep.
Now I'm going to call my grandma.
Yeah, after that. I almost called my grandma 10 minutes ago.
Vontae, there is a character. There is a character. How about the way he ended his career? After all the things. By the way, that guy ended up having a pretty damn good career for a first-round pick. He was far from a bust.
No, he was good. He was
physical.
He was, yeah.
Had some unbelievable interceptions. Got a second contract. Became one of the highest-paid defensive backs in football years ago with the Colts, who signed him to a new deal.
Thought we had Pat and Sam, the next Pat and Sam,
and
right?
Then how about, yeah, that's right.
Him and Sean. Yeah.
And then how about that guy? Quit. One guy went to prison.
Yeah, you're right.
And the other guy literally quit at halftime.
Yeah.
Driving home and tells his agent that he decided to quit. He just wasn't feeling it anymore. And the guy goes, that's great, but we got a little problem here. They gave you a signing bonus. You got to pay some of that back.
That 1.5 left?
A lot of it back.
You got to give that 1.5 back.
They're not going to let you keep that when you quit.
Mm-mm.
You can't quit, man.
Wow.
Can't make that up.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
You're a pro's pro, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a real pro's pro today.
I mean, a pro's pro. I am so proud of you. It's one of my proudest moments.
Trying to do something really, really nice. And, well, listen, as long as he's there and he's signing for people, that's the main thing.
He'll be there. 5 o'clock.
Right.
Tuesday, December 11th.
If he wants to give short answers and doesn't want to talk about the injury,
it's up to him. That's fine.
I was waiting for him to go, hey, no, I'm on pace to – you know, be back by time.
Camp or
work
OTAs.
Opens for the players. Yeah. I expect to be back.
Someone said Joe's a pro.
No, I don't know about that.
People are texting that in?
Oh, no. Don't people like a little bit of like this is going nowhere?
Oh, yeah. They said that next time he could fill in when we're off. Now I feel bad. I missed the interview.
Hey,
someone texted
him. How about if you have a sleeping disorder, we'll send that interview to you, and I promise you that will help you sleep. If you two are having trouble sleeping right now, here we go with our interview at the end of the 8 o'clock hour.
Good job covering it up. Please tell them to quiet down. That was one text. Sure, it's a lot to say.
Oh man, that was something else. Oh, gosh.
Good job by you. I'm proud of you.
Oh no, listen,
I'm
going to
give you a hug.
Well,
we're
going to go from that. We're going to have Ira Winderman join us before he hits the road, headed to the West Coast, starting in Phoenix, going out to L.A. for a couple of games. We'll talk to him about his thoughts on this Hassan Whiteside. And by the way, I'm guessing he got a little fined.
I'm
guessing
imagine.
The team didn't just go, "Hey, Hassan, don't."
Is that internal that you think that comes out?
No.
Somebody gets that?
Everything in that organization.
Internal?
Nobody.
We still have no idea what happened to, what was it, Gerald Green?
Nobody does. That's right. We're still trying to figure out years ago when he was hitting 20-foot jumpers helping Houston win games.
Yep.
Who, by the way, guy's a hell of a player. Yeah. But I will tell you this, that they keep things private.
Better than anyone.
Better than anybody, yeah. Which makes them still one of the best organizations in professional sports.
Yep.
Still, absolutely, even though this team is one of the worst teams they've had because of age and injury and performance and combination of all of it, it is still one of the best organizations because it is structured at the top.
Heat culture.
For success. Combination of two men put that together.
You're right.
Owner and president working together. Highest compliment I can pay with a team struggling right now.
You're right.
They still know how to take care of business. And by the way, if anybody decides they want to get immature, all right, I don't think those coaches have to do a lot or the front office. I think it's handled by the guys that are on that team that have been through the good times. This is not the way we do it in a Miami Heat uniform.
If you're here, this is
kind of cool.
Standard.
Not helping them win any more games,
no.
It's pretty damn cool that you got five or six guys before you get to your car. After you've been an idiot or very immature.
That would say what it is, yeah.
Or like clueless, making $25 million. Mm. And you're going to make $52 million in 2 years, how special
man.
It is.
You already got 40 of that. 43 of that. Or
whatever. Oh, he's getting it all. It's guaranteed. Jeez. Oh, by the way, I know you guys really don't want me back next year.
Too bad.
It's my choice.
That's right. Player
option. I'm taking
option.
$27 million from you, man.
Where else are you going to get that $27 million? Not from another team.
So. Yeah. Anyway, Zach, we got all kinds of good stuff to get to. Radio.com.
Radio.com. From Hassan for leaving the bench early?
No.
Did you want one or will you seek one or?
Probably extremely upset like we all are right now. They're angry, frustrated, pissed. Funnel it into the team until we get the changes that we want right now. That's it. We have enough to be able to push this thing forward the way we want to. This consistency, lack of consistency is killing us right now.
I had to go to the bathroom. You know, I just had to use the bathroom. I was just holding it. You know, it's not the first time I left the bench to go to the bathroom, but I think the situation kind of made it a bigger deal because we were down 15, I guess. And, that's what it was.
Still doesn't get it.
No, he does not. Let's head out.
Congratulations. Still doesn't get it.
No. The Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Ira Winderman going to join us from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Excuse me, guys. Got to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
Hey, good morning.
You called me between bathroom breaks. This is not exactly the subject matter I expected to be talking a quarter of the way into the season. It has been an unusual ride, gentlemen.
Let me ask you. So obviously the team talked to him. Sound like Dwayne Wade in front of the whole team said, "Hassan, what the hell was that about?" And he told him, "I had to go to the bathroom." And then somebody explained to him, I'm guessing, like, dude, you let a trainer know, and then you go do it, but you don't just walk off the bench with 40 seconds. What the hell are you doing? But I listened to his comment. He still doesn't get it. Like, he is so immature and so out there that he has no clue. He's got no problem with what he did.
Well, look at Eric Spoelstra yesterday when he says the behavior is unacceptable. Certainly going to the bathroom is not unacceptable, but creating a bad look for your team during a bad time very much is very unacceptable. So the rest of the story doesn't matter. What matters is you stay with your teammates. I mean, Joe, let's be honest about this. If Hassan was in the game, would he have walked off the court?
No.
If the Heat were going to win the game and feel good about post-game, you know, handshakes and stuff, would he really have walked off the court?
No.
I mean, it's sort of embarrassing to think what the answer should have been if Eric Spoelstra totally wants this put to rest is to say this: I made a bad decision and made my teammates look bad. I apologize. And you move forward from there. We have seen frustrated players leave the benches early. The classic case, of course, when the Pistons and Isaiah Thomas left when they lost their Eastern Conference championship to the Bulls. That's okay. Things happen with competitors. You have a moment. All you had to do was say it was a moment of frustration. But the whole comedy show yesterday about the bathroom break and all that, we're all adults here. It really made no sense. And to me, it just made the story go on longer because – now do I have to, when I get to Phoenix tonight, go to Eric Spoelstra? So are players not allowed to take bathroom breaks? Is that what you were referring to? And of course he wasn't. And I'm sure Eric Spoelstra absolutely rolled his eyes when he saw the tape of Hassan's explanation.
Yeah, well let me ask you a follow-up to this whole thing, and I'll put it to rest because there is basketball. Sure. Does he get fined? What happens? What do you expect?
Yeah, I there was definitely a team sanction. The problem is, the NBA Players Association is very good with this stuff. Just like when Hassan was fined last year for his comments. And what happens is it goes to the league and they minimize it and then they have a little bit of a hearing. Usually at the end of the day, it winds up as some minimal charitable contribution and you move forward. And I think that's why Eric Spoelstra wanted it downplayed. He doesn't want to call in the Players Association. How much was the fine? What's he going to do? You don't want to call the agent in. The agent, are you going to protest the fine? You know, so he wants to sort of put it aside there. And Joe, he could have, if the person involved admitted guilt. But instead, it's like, so So every time you need a bathroom break, you're just going to get up and walk off the bench, especially in road arenas where the locker room is locked and things like that. So, yeah, there was a sanction there. But more than that, Joe, you know what there was, Joe? There were eye rolls. There were eye rolls from Eric Spoelstra. There were eye rolls from teammates. And it just goes back to the issue of maturity and do you have my back and can I trust you? And it was a really, really bad look.
Ira is giving Hassan the $98 million, the biggest mistake Pat Riley's made since he's been here with the Heat.
Eventually, it turned into that. That's correct, Zach, because now it's a guy you have 2 years left in that deal, and they would just as soon move on. Like I've said on all the shows I've been doing on QAM, if Eric Spoelstra had his druthers, you can get him a lie detector test. I think he would be fine with Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk as his only center. At the moment when they got wed, the shotgun marriage on July 1, 2016, there still was a thought that a dominant center was the dominant position in the NBA. Times have changed, and now they're sort of stuck. I think even more than the Tyler Johnson contract, because he's useful at his position. Hassan can be, but you know what? All the ancillary stuff, like I said, we're really at the point of eye rolls right now.
All right. More importantly, Dragić coming back. Are they close?
Well, it's really interesting, Joe. He was out shooting before the game on Tuesday night. His shot looks fine. Here's the problem. He can't move. He has that swollen right knee. He doesn't have lateral movement. You know, it's like when I watch him shoot, he's perfect with the jumper. He's swishing them. But then when you see him even walk, you can see the pain in his stride, that swollen knee. When you get a knee drained, you often get a knee drained again and again and again.
Right.
And you do wonder if a team is struggling, if you eventually say to yourself, you know what? Let's just call it a season. Let's go in there. Let's take a look. Let's have the arthroscopy. So I think the Heat are really a critical mass. I am very curious. They are flying to Phoenix today at noon. Will Goran Dragić be on the plane? You know he wants to be. He loves going to Phoenix. He has family there. His coach from the world, from the European Championships, Igor Koshkakov, the coach of the Suns, coached the Slovenia national team. He wants to spend time with them. Joe, to me, it would be a big red flag if the Heat announced at noon today that Goran is not on the team flight. Then I'd be concerned for the long term with this injury.
What about Dion Waiters? What's his status right now?
He's getting closer. I know what, again, the Heat have said this. They actually issued a statement before the last game when I went down there that we will not be offering updates on players other than the condition. We won't be saying what they're doing, what they're not doing. Pat Riley had gotten sick of all the injury stories, which I will continue to write anyway, but I understand that. Guys, it was interesting. Last time was the first time since I can remember that Dion watched the game from the bench. I would almost bet that the Heat gave him a mandate that until you get into X shape, whatever the number is, you will work out during the home games instead of being on the bench. So I think him being on the bench was a major step forward. I think he might be traveling for the first time on this trip. You know what? His surgery last year was in January. It was two surgeries. It was the ankle, and they also saw a pre-existing, which they said they knew, foot injury. So I think it might be one calendar year. I think Dion in January might be the ultimate play.
Wow, January to come back for that. That's interesting. I watched Toronto last night play. Mm-hmm. And I think that Kawhi Leonard is an obvious upgrade over DeMar DeRozan, and that team is really good. But can the Raptors win the East and give, let's just say, hypothetically, Golden State a chance? I mean, do they have a chance against Golden State?
Yeah, I think the versatility of the Raptors and Pascal Siakam and some of the other athletes they have a very athletic team. They put together nice bench depth on their bench as well. And I think they can give a fight for another reason. Again, this is a sort of secondary to your question, but I think what's going on in Golden State and the fact that Kevin Durant is going to leave, you guys remember what it looked like down here for the Heat at the end of that run. Is LeBron staying? Is he going? It really impacted things. I think this is a case where the Warriors, at least mentally, will limp to the finish line. And I think they'll have to not only battle the sort of the confidence of success and the fatigue of it all, but I think the Kevin Durant story is not going away. And I got to tell you, if he gives a lot more interviews and he continues to indicate that he's leaving, I'm not so sure he makes it past the trading deadline. I think that could yet become toxic again with the Warriors.
Well, let me ask you, speaking of that, and you never know what Kevin Durant's going to say these days, what do you think about his comments on LeBron and he's hard to play with and it's toxic and calling you guys media fanboys, which, by the way, there are some guys that are media fanboys.
Yes,
there's
yes,
no
there
question.
Are.
What do you think?
I think he's spot on. I think LeBron's entourage, I'm not going to say posse, I'm going to say entourage, is so large that you have to sort of accept, you know, it's like Cam Cameron, and we're not only drafting Ted Ginn, we're drafting his family. You have to accept LeBron's family. Some players don't want that. And he does get special privileges, and he does get special things. And he has become more entitled as the years have gone on. The famous story with the Heat, Pat Riley at some point said, no, you can't do that. You can't bring your car detailing guy in and have your car done in our garage while you're waiting, and things that LeBron kept asking and asking and asking. So if you're going to play with LeBron, you have to understand he absolutely will get special and different treatment. Can you deal with that? I think veteran players who have seen it all and been there understand it all. I think young players or players who believe they're a star of their own, like a Kawhi Leonard, are like, wait a minute. What about me? What about these things for me? There has always been a double standard with LeBron. You have to accept it. There have always been LeBron media enablers, where no matter what someone else says, they'll then go to LeBron. Okay, LeBron, what do you want us to do? Because you know what? And you see it on all these shows. These guys need to get the inside and need to be with him. So, yes, they placate him. I think players notice that. I think Kevin Durant was just being honest and candid.
Is LeBron going to have a problem getting guys to come play with him in L.A.?
Yeah, he's going to have. Getting stars. You're going to have trouble getting a star with him
like
next year,
Anthony
don't you
Davis
think?
Or someone like, is he going to have a problem getting those guys to come play in L.A. with him?
I think Kevin Durant was spot on with that. He can get the veteran guy who's like, you know what? I don't need the special privilege. I've been there. I've seen that. I've done it. I just want to win a championship or another championship. So if you're asking me, can L.A. get the young, dynamic player, maybe even a Kawhi to come in, and be on quote-unquote LeBron's team, that's going to be really hard. Chris Bosh was so frustrated in Toronto that he just said, okay, I'm going to go to Miami. I'm going to be second fiddle. Dwayne Wade had already won a championship with the Heat. He didn't have to go in and say, okay, I'm still the man. It's going to take that kind of player. So what I think LeBron is going to be on is sort of what he was on with Cleveland. He's going to wind up being on older teams with older supporting players that he'll sort of shift in and shift out over the years. There'll be a Kyle Korver, there'll be a J.R. Smith, even an older Kevin Love. Those are the kind of players he's getting. But if the Lakers think that LeBron is going to bring them their next generation superstar, they're mistaken, because no agent is going to want to set up his kid, and with the sneaker contract and all that, is, hey, you're now second fiddle when you go in there. No one wants that. So, you know, whether it's Zion or any of the young players, they want to be their own star. Kevin Durant only said what a lot of NBA players think anyway.
People are going to be all pissed off, you know, at Kevin Durant.
I just think that Kevin Durant.
LeBron.
Yeah, well, first off.
Called him toxic.
Not even just if you like Kevin Durant or not, but Kevin Durant, you know, joined a super team. Like, who the hell is he, like, bashing and toxic and all this? Like, they were winning without Kevin Durant in Golden State. And then he joins there and has the audacity to rip anybody?
Well, I think Kevin Durant, that's what he's run into with Golden State, is that he realized, and you guys have said it, he won a championship, but he won it because of Steph. He won it because of Clay. Those guys had already won. So he has been part of that game, and he realizes what it's like to join someone else and to sort of, I don't want to say leech off of their success, although I'll say leech off of their success. And he's just saying anyone who goes to L.A. is going to get the same treatment as me. It's going to be nonstop questions. He's basically been there, seen it, done it. That's why I would not be shocked at all to see a Kevin Durant go to the New York Knicks and try to claim his own city and his own place. There's a lot of ego involved here, guys.
Well, they got billboards up
good
for
luck.
Him already in New York.
Let me see Kevin Durant go to New York.
Yeah,
good luck.
No media scrutiny in New York. Yeah,
you don't
go
have
there.
Steph Curry and the rest of that group.
That's
see what
it.
It's
well,
like.
He's got Kristaps Porzingis if he ever comes back. He's got that
I got to tell you guys, the New York Knicks, the way they're positioned, and Zach just pointed it out, if they're going to wind, let's look at the Knicks right now. They have Kristaps Porzingis probably out for the season with last year's knee injury. That's fine. They have enough cap space for a max free agent, and they might have a lottery pick. Joe, look at a team like that, that you could have Kristaps Porzingis, Zion Williamson, and Kevin Durant. Wouldn't you rather be in their shape than a lot of other teams in the NBA?
I'll trade the entire Heat roster and Pat Riley for that.
Or
and
honestly,
one of Mickey's boats and any Carnival cruise line you want.
It, where he calls them ships. But yes, yeah. in any one of those players. I mean, the bottom line is, Porzingis is better than any player on the Heat. If they get a Zion Williamson and Tank, he's better than any player on the Heat. And, of course, if they get a Durant, he's better than any player on the Heat. That's why the Heat's future is so murky. What's the future? What's the next step? These Dwayne Wade moments are awfully fun, like they were against the Jazz. But where is this headed? It sort of reminds me of the Dolphins. What is the next step? Oh. What comes next?
We got a lot of work to do on that. There's a lot of radio to be done on that Dolphin team. So,
and that's what I'm saying is the fan always wants to know what's coming next. They don't care about 6-6 and playoff race for the Dolphins. They don't care the Heat's only a quarter of the way through the season. They want to know what's coming next. It's nice to have a what's coming next. It's nice to have a Porzingis coming back or enough room for a max free agent or a lottery pick, and that's why a lot of people are pointing to the Heat. We know the Heat doesn't do it. But you know what? There's a lot worse things than next season the Heat coming out with a Zion Williamson or someone like that, because then when they have cap space in 2020, you have the lure, you have the magnet. Right now, who is the magnet on the Heat?
Duncan Robinson.
Boy, Josh Richardson is in a real funky funk shooting a rock right now, man.
By the way, if that New York Knick nightmare happens, I am going to be one of the most pissed off people in the world. If they're
down. Can we calm down before we start looking ahead?
I have to look ahead. There's nothing else to look forward to right now.
Just stay in Golden State and fool everybody.
You're right. And Draymond will be gone, and he'll be on the Knicks.
All right.
Ira, thank you for your time,
buddy. Ira.
Good luck on your trip.
Headed west. Hope it's not road to ruin. Thank you, guys.
Mm. No, it's going to be fine.
Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and don't go away. 10 o'clock, new 10 o'clock show's coming up.
That's right.
Frito, who I started with 20-plus years ago.
That's when Frito was 70. I like making fun of Frito every time I see him. I call him
Josh Friedman, and then he's got his sidekick.
Frito and Dono.
I can't believe Dono's back, man.
He's back.
He said, dude, I saw you the other day, and I couldn't say anything to you. He goes, you know your reputation. You got a big mouth, Joe. And I went, I understand that. Yeah. Hey, what do we got coming in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line? 56022. I can take it if they're still ripping us for that.
Well, someone just said
that silent interview. I can take it. Go ahead.
I think Albert Wilson had to go to the bathroom like Whiteside. That's what someone just texted in. Another one is Joe. I hear the Heat's going to have a new porta potty on the bench for Whiteside. That's actually probably a good idea at this point. Like a squatty potty.
Ira. I guess you can't do much to him. So they just need him to play better. And
come on, Joe.
By the way, and the one thing. You know, he's a 70% free throw shooter. And this year, I don't know what happened, but he's
for his last 28.
He's like Shaq and Wilt together, combination. Yeah. I mean, they can't play him late in tight ball games.
Someone said Anthony Davis is represented by LeBron's agency. He might be able to get Anthony Davis out there.
That would be one guy that's interested. That's an interesting guy. By the way, I'm glad they brought that up. That is one guy. Is he just tired of losing, putting up big numbers and losing in New Orleans, and just says, I'll be second fiddle, LeBron this, LeBron that. Because Anthony Davis is also, he's a top five player in the league, right?
Yeah.
He's clearly a.
Anthony Davis
is
a really good player. He's just top five. Forgotten player.
That's Durant, Davis, Curry's got to be in there. I'm probably leaping.
Kawhi?
Kawhi's coming back strong after missing last year, the way he's playing, 21-5 right now.
Someone ripping our traffic guy a little bit today. Tell the moron that's doing traffic Sawgrass doesn't run east towards the turnpike.
Is it still the same guy that does radio show? Or is it a different guy?
It does run east towards the turnpike? Oh, look at that. Whoever knew Biff would be the one to answer that one.
Say it again. What was the thing they're complaining about?
Someone said, tell the moron that's doing traffic Sawgrass doesn't run east towards the turnpike.
Sawgrass doesn't run east.
But you can get from the turnpike to the Sawgrass. Up in like Coral Springs, right? No?
Yeah, there's an exit, right?
Yeah, there's an exit up there. That's what I thought.
Sawgrass.
So the texter might be wrong. I mean, I'm going off Biff, so.
Now I'm not sure.
Take that with a grain of salt. Or like a whole bottle of salt.
What else you got, man? I'm sitting here. Right. I have to think I'm in trouble.
I don't mean to make you think. I apologize.
Very smart.
Another text about, is Albert Wilson brothers with Kawhi Leonard? Oh, someone, great point someone just brought up. Dono's back on the midday show. Is there going to be a cat in the studio again?
Meow.
I don't know if Nova the cat's going to be here.
No.
I'm not sure that Fredo.
Let him get a fresh start with Fredo. He doesn't need that today. There's no reason. Drugs and alcohol, and there's no reason for that stuff. Let's keep it clean today.
That was the nicest thing Ira's ever said about the Knicks before, when he brought up all that stuff that could happen to them. That is a dream scenario if you're a Knicks fan,
I know,
right?
But why do we all do that? Like, why are we always talking? We're barely through a quarter of the way through this season.
We're already talking about Durant free agency. Already talking about that.
And who's going where, and my team's getting this guy. How come I don't feel like nobody's getting – my team's not getting anybody?
A lot of people now texting in, Sawgrass does take you east right to the turnpike. So the first texter is a moron. That's what people are texting in.
Okay.
So there you go. I knew that would fix
itself quickly. There are people that probably drive it every day.
I can imagine that, yeah.
East, west, south, north, north, south.
More stuff about Dono going to midday with the cat. Come on, give him a break. Dono was just there.
You know, people are trying to bait you to play it again.
I know they are.
People are trying.
It worked.
Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat.
No, you do have problems. He was right about that. He was right on the money.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
That's what he was worried about, mispronouncing my cat.
Wow.
I just think every time I hear that, I'm shocked.
I can't even look at you. I still think during that interview, you waving to me that I'm on my own.
Wait, no. I was waving to pull it back to me because I was just going to go to the pizza stuff. I would have literally at that point just went straight to the pizza stuff and ended the interview. You kept going. You're a pro, man.
You know, that's
everyone in this building should learn from you.
That's the first time. No, it was bad. It was bad for me, too. It was bad luck.
You did a great job, though.
Let me tell you, when he started the first three questions with yes, no, and okay.
Yeah, I knew we were in trouble.
It had to do with his injury. And we're all excited about hearing this good news. And we tried to get him going, thinking that would get him going. And I was like, we may get out of this interview with 10 words or under. There's a chance he doesn't max out on 10 words.
No. He did it at the end, though.
Yes, no.
You got him
okay.
Going. You did it. You poked the bear. You did a good job.
Poked what?
The bear.
I didn't poke anybody.
Someone said you're forgetting about the Greek Freak in the top five. He's got to be mentioned close
Is
to
he there,
right? I think he's very close if he's not. If he's not top five, he's 100% top 10.
You're not taking either one of the Golden State guys out of the top five.
You can't. No, Curry Durant. LeBron, Anthony Davis. I mean, I'm missing someone right off. Kawhi, the Greek freak.
Kawhi hasn't done enough. Kawhi missed all of last year and has not done enough yet. You can't just throw him in because you can't do this. Who's hot right now?
All right. That's an interesting
I'm putting
question,
Greek man. Ahead of Kawhi.
Wow, okay. But what has Greek done? Better
What's
than Kawhi.
Done?
I'm just saying, player-wise, they're both really good.
I'm sure we're missing.
I know we are. 100. I know that. I'm just waiting for the text machine to
Somebody.
No, now everyone's in the text machine. Go play the whole cat clip, not just excerpts.
See, what's... How about if we came into their show with that?
That's the lead-in. That's going to be the lead-in every day now.
Sabotage their whole...
Just the Nova the cat. That's it. Man, there's so much Albert Wilson stuff coming in here.
Go ahead. Give me some more.
Well, he's not going to be doing speaking engagements when he retires. That's going to be the first one. What the hell was that thing? All I got out of it was the pizza stuff. Yeah, that's basically all you're going to get out of that. And more Sawgrass does run East Turnpike. Our touch machine is so screwed up. It's so screwed up. Sawgrass runs east to the turnpike, passing Parkland. Splib texts in, I'll slap Kevin Durant. He's paper slim. He can't come to my hood. All right. Thank you, Splib.
Wow. That's where we are, man.
Someone asked if Albert Wilson's related to Splib. Oh, man, there's just so much going on in our text machine right now. It's poisoned. Someone asked who's a better coach, Vance Joseph or Adam Gase? Ooh, ponder that for a second. I'm going to go with Gase right now.
Well, they're ready to run, in case you have a short memory, they were ready to run Vance Joseph out before they got hot here.
That's right.
He was one of the – he was on that who's hot and who's not list. He was on the – You're in big trouble list.
Yep.
He's good now, though. He's playing better, although they lost their number one receiver. How about losing your number one receiver in practice with an Achilles?
I think bigger than that, he was on my fantasy team this week for fantasy playoffs. Emmanuel Sanders, done. What do I do there?
They got a hell of a defense, and they got a hot running back right now, too.
You're right. You're
anyway.
Right. More stuff. It's 10 a.m. I'm going to listen to Dono and Frito. Someone texted in now. I guess that's a little shot to the guy who was before that. I wasn't listening before, he said.
Well, we're not getting into
that.
Because one thing about this show, we don't take shots at stuff like that. It never works. And anyway, hey, want to thank
everybody. Look at Frito chomping at the bit trying to get in here, man. He's ready to go.
You know what? Frito told me he was coming over and he got confused and he actually drove to the other radio station first and then he came over here.
Did you guys see that they're wearing matching shirts?
Who's that?
By the way?
It's Hollywood.
They're wearing these matching ugly green polos for their first show together.
Honestly,
is Solana also wearing one?
I think that's really cool.
It's really not cool.
Because you know what? It's working together. It's about chemistry. It's about camaraderie.
You want to wear the same shirt next week?
No.
All right.
Hey, we're out of here. You guys have a great day.
Radio.com.